So what's the latest in payments? What's going on here? I mean, this is the hottest of all hot topics. What's going on?
Well, the soap opera of payments right now, we're looking at, you know, EMV credit sort of, you know, we're probably reissuing on, you know, basically on reissue right now. So probably chip cards are getting out there. And as soon as you're ready to take a breath, you know, don't stop just yet. We'll go along with debit coming out probably right around now. Some of the credit unions are getting enabled. Some of the credit unions are still waiting on PIN networks and stuff like that.
Okay.
But probably this 2000, the beginning of 16, will be, you know, finishing up their EMV on their debit.
Okay.
So they'll continue to reissue, though, and that is just going to be a normal course of business. Probably look at fallback fraud and some things like that,
along
with EMV, you know, making sure that they're getting that fraud, you know, lift that they're, no, I shouldn't say lift, but, you know, movement, if you will, or effect in the fraud arena that they're hoping to get with those chip cards.
Yeah.
Then the pays, you know, so Apple Pay 2014, probably most credit unions really saw that sometime in 15, more of them will see it in 16. We know there's probably about 800 to 1,000 financial institutions that are in Apple Pay right now, so there's still a lot to go. Processors are working at making that bandwidth open so they can get more and more FIs in the Apple Pay.
Okay.
Then we got tokenization. MDES Express comes out in 15, VDEP comes out in 15. So these are the things that the brands have done in order to try to streamline and set those business relationships up so these credit unions can start to get into these tokenization products and get into these pays a little bit more simpler. With the MDES Express and the VDEP agreements, you know, obviously streamlines it. They don't have to sign a specific agreement, if you will, with the various handset manufacturers such as Samsung or Android, but there is a rider, and then so they'll be looking at those things probably in 16. These are going to be things that we're going to be looking into is, you know, how do I get into these various pays, probably getting a little bit more in the nuts and bolts of it. We know a lot about NFC and a lot about you know, secure elements and HC. That's sort of old school. We got that all figured out. Tokenization is sort of figured out, but now it's like, how do I sign the contract? Are my processors ready? Stand in line and wait and get these things, and then they'll start to come out in our credit union's hands probably sometime 16 and going into 17. So that's that's a lot right there, but that's what they're going to be doing. A lot of our credit unions, we're going to be there helping them every step of the way. So you know, so it should be you know, a fun year again.
Man, Tom, what you just talked about there, like you said, it's a lot. So how? I mean, I can imagine being an IT person at a credit union trying to digest all this stuff. I mean, heads must be spinning. How does a credit union keep up with this rapid pace of change?
I mean, so I think the two things to take into consideration is, one, there's the IT side of it, and then there's the business side of things, right? So, you know, you got the folks there that, you know, really great in the technical arena, probably don't understand or don't deal with contracts too much. Then you got the contract folks. They don't probably deal with the technical side. Then you got the everyday payment folks that do what they do. You know, and maybe that's one person in a credit union. Maybe it's, you know, a team of, you know, who knows, 50 people. I have no idea. But it's going to change their job, and they're going to have to, you know, either – you know, larger credit unions that have that kind of staff probably retool a little bit, get a little bit of education more than maybe handholding. So, you know, the associations like CSU, the brands like MasterCard and Visa, and the processors such as FIS will probably have to start working with those credit unions to either help them, educate them. The ones that, you know, maybe are smaller shops, maybe they'll start putting in these programs that'll actually say, hey, you know what, let's just handle all the basics for you and deliver something. So that's sort of what's going to happen. You'll start to see some of those kind of programs come out. And if you think about MDES Express and VDEP, that was what that was all about. You know, can you imagine having all these contracts with all these various? It would have been. Yeah.
God.
So it's getting better. It's not there yet. It's getting better. There's some new technologies that are going to come out. Step up authentication, which is gives the ability for these handsets to be, you know, to take care of that provisioning problem. So, you know, the cardholder snaps a picture of the card on an Android device, and you know, with text messages and emails, they'll get a code and they'll be able to type that in, and so they'll know, hey, you know what, this handset belongs to this card holder, and so they won't have to worry about, you know, taking the phone calls as much, and some of this stuff will streamline, so it won't be as bad as it sounds. You know, 2014 with Apple Pay and all the noise that came out, there's certainly a lot of, hey, what's this all about, you know, but at this point in time, you know somebody else has sort of kicked the tires a little bit, and I think we're ready to start, you know doing what Ford did to the automobiles. You know, let's put a production line together and get these folks ready
very
to go.
Nice,
so it's
nice.
Good news. It's good news.
Yeah, what you're talking about here is trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
I mean, and that's a really difficult curve
to
say. I mean, it's more like the Autobahn,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So why is staying ahead of the curve so important for credit unions these days, especially in the payment space?
Right. Well, I mean, we all know what's going on with mergers. You know, credit unions, I just met with a congressman on the Hill talking about, you know, same thing in the community financial institution space, that you know, we're looking at, you know, about 250 credit unions going away almost every single year.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, staying ahead of the curve is making sure that you're not one of those 250, or if you are one of those 250 that get merged, that, you know, that the credit union movement stays alive. Really, right. What we're looking for, I get it, the numbers of credit unions probably are going to go down. There's not much we can do. Hopefully all of us, you know, can stay in the movement and stay serving those members and grow those members, start to serve the underserved. I mean, the underserved are probably looking for better service than they ever were, you know, so they want mobile payment products and they don't even have a credit score. So, you know, yeah, we got to stay ahead of this. And that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
That's what CSU is here for. That's what the credit union movement's all about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we got to stay ahead of the curve. You know, we got to put these products in their hands. It's not fair that underbanked have to deal with fraudulent, you know, products. You know, they should be getting those products at a fair price,
yep.
And they should work, and they should be able to, you know, have their identity protected, mm-hmm. and things like that. So, yeah, we have to stay ahead of the curve for them as
good
well
point.
As for us.
Good point.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and there's security aspects as well.
Oh, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So, my gosh, that's a whole nother...
It's a whole nother arena. You know, I always do this, you know, whenever I'm out presenting, I always pull out my wallet and say, you know, if you're fear is what the security of these new devices are. You should have always been afraid of this silly thing, you know? I've left this in places I don't even know how it got there.
You don't
even
think about that.
You don't even think about it. You know, it's better. It is better. Going to take a lot of education. Going to take a lot of education first within the credit unions. You know, certainly the processors and the brands and the associations have done a lot of work to try to make sure that security was first. You know, I mean, if you think about some of the biometrics that have come out and mm-hmm. some of the things that we've put into our mobile banking, mm-hmm. you know, with such, you know, we have Selfie Pay now and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these things are better than just, you know, a credit card being used in, you know, in a magstripe environment.
Mm-hmm.
So is it perfect? No. If fraudsters are going to get there, absolutely they will. But you know what? The fence is higher. The borders are stronger.
Mm-hmm.
We're making it safer. We really are trying to centralize that data as opposed to having those pans all over the place and card on file merchants. You know, what we're going to see with MasterPass and with Visa Checkout in 2016, where they start to tokenize card on file merchants, that's all great news. You know, just stop the proliferation of the pan, and I think we'll be better off.
Right, yeah, because with EMV, now the shift is going to card not present.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And this is the next step. We all knew this was coming, and we get it. It's a lot of work. I don't know if it's going to ever calm down. You know, once we figure out that we're going to pay with the phone, I saw the other day there's Ring Pay and all these other things. So, you know, I can't wait to, you know, the joke goes, you know, how did your wife go? You know, how did it work? And I gave her, I can pay with a ring, and that's why she said I do. And she agreed to the mayor. So, you know, if you're having troubles getting your fiance to commit, you know, get the pay ring, and you're good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. And maybe that goes the other way around. Maybe it's for the man now, you know, with all the working women in this space. So, you know, that's the way it goes. It's
I
the other way. So, yeah,
oh my
exactly.
gosh.
Yeah. So,
well, speaking of that stuff, here's a wrap up question for you. Let's get your crystal ball out here.
Okay.
How do you see 2016 shaping up with in all of this stuff, if you can?
Yeah, you know, I think the blocking and tackling, we got to remember that. I think we get into all the pays and everything else and all the new stuff, and we think, oh my gosh, I got to change my job. Unfortunately, you got to still do the job you're doing. So interest rates are going to play a lot into what everybody does. And so obviously the Fed making their move in the beginning of the year, I think it's good news for credit unions. I think we'll start to see loans, you know, we'll still see the loans grow. So that's all good news. I think at the end of the day, the whole entire credit movement is safe. And so 2016 should be a fun year. You know, certainly we're going to be in all this technology, and we're going to be all these business contracts. And there's going to be things we could predict. I mean, heck, the announcement this week with CU Wallet and MasterCard and things like that. You know, these are going to continue to be the norm for a while. And so good. I think it's good for everybody in this space to be able to say, you know what, nobody's stopping.
Yeah.
Everybody's pushing forward. And so, you know what, let's all just join arms and let's go together. You know?
Who would have thunk that this stuff is exciting?
I would.
10 years ago. I know you would. I know you would, but just the general person out there, this is, it's actually really exciting.
It is.
It's fun.
It is a lot of fun. I have a lot of passion in it. You know, I like to share that passion when I go around the country and talk to folks. And, you know, if we can all get excited about this, this can be a good thing. It really can be.
Indeed. Yeah. Good message to end on. Tom?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.